Let me explain how carbon dating is supposed to work, and then tell you the serious problems with it. Carbon dating was not invented till 1949, in the last 60 years. So when they started telling the kids the Earth is billions of years old, back in 1830, they didn't tell them because of carbon dating. They'd never thought of carbon dating, never been heard of, okay? Why were they teaching the Earth is billions of years old 160 years ago? Well, because they needed billions of years to make their theory look good. Why would there still be carbon-14 atoms in coal? I got an idea. It's not a quarter million years old. Ooh, boy, they don't like that answer. They'll keep searching until they find another answer because they don't like that one for sure. And diamonds, which they say, you know, formed millions and millions of years ago, you know, they still have carbon-14 in them. And it's not possible to contaminate one of those things. I mean, it's the hardest substance we have. It says this cannot be contaminated. Those constitute very strong evidence the Earth is only thousands, not billions of years old. They said, if a carbon date supports our theories, we put it in the main text. If it does not entirely contradict them, we put it in a footnote. If it's completely out of date, we just drop it. You mean they can pick and choose any numbers they want? Exactly correct. If the number doesn't fit what they expected, they throw the number out. No matter how useful it is, the radiocarbon method is still not capable of yielding accurate and reliable results. There are gross discrepancies, the chronology is uneven and relative, and the accepted dates are actually selected dates. This whole blessed thing is nothing but 13th century alchemy. So when they publish an article in the paper and say, we found a dinosaur bone or a mammoth bone, and it was, you know, 17,221 years old in 6 months and 3 days. Like, right, come on. You don't know that. They're making up this stuff, just absolutely making it up.